You've been publishing an online diary of your whole experience. Has that helped you?
It has. The online diary sort of has grown from a very small seed. It was set up initially when I first went to Iraq, just to keep my family and friends and my girlfriend in touch with what was happening, because I knew that it was going to be quite difficult to make phone calls and send emails and that sort of thing. So I just every day would put up a few paragraphs and a picture or something like that. But obviously, as the story has progressed, then so the website has progressed, and I've had a lot of touching emails from people I've never met before from around the world who have either lost limbs in accidents, either similar or very different, have lost limbs and are now living their lives, and people very touching emails from people who are facing similar amputations and are just scared, because it is absolutely terrifying when a surgeon comes to you in hospital and says you're going to lose a limb. Nothing can prepare you for that. So it's quite strange how it's worked out, but again, it's one way of trying to make sense of what's happened. So, and if it helps other people, then that's great.
Stuart, how are your family and friends coping?
Pretty well. I mean, obviously, the most difficult thing in the early days was information was pretty hard to get hold of, and my family didn't know for the first few days quite just how bad my injuries were. The initial report suggested that I'd just been caught by a little piece of shrapnel, just because people didn't know. It's obviously a very stressful time for my family, but they're really, really pulling through, and I'm from quite a close family, so they've been fantastic. And the other person I wouldn't have been able to get through it without is my girlfriend, who whose attitude is, well, she didn't like my feet very much when I had two of them, so the fact that I've only got one of them doesn't really bother her, which at a time like this is what you need to hear.
Stuart, it's been fantastic talking to you, and we really admire your courage. Thank you very much indeed for sharing your experiences with us tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was Stuart Hughes, BBC producer, who was injured after stepping on a landmine while covering the fighting in northern Iraq.